When LIR goes live to a top secret location for and the Dave. Duck and the Duck. It's Dave Matthews and LIR's own Larry the Duck live from New York City. Long Island's best music. 92.7 LIR. And now, here's the Duck.
Thank you. We are live. Hey, let's hear it. We're live on the radio. All right. Dave and the Duck. Dave Matthews.
It suddenly all became very real. It was not real up until right when you said, and here we are, live here. And then I was like, oh, we are live on the radio. So now, rambling on, we're on the radio live, aren't we?
And now I can say where we are, Dave. Because originally we were saying we were from a secret location, which we are. But, you know, it takes a permit to have two nights at Giant Stadium outside on 52nd Street here, so...
And I feel a little puffy this morning. Was that a non sequitur? A little bit, wasn't it?
Well, I'm happy you're here. I mean, we're number one of the day, right? So this
you
is good.
You are the first of the day. I was just resting. I was sleeping, and I was thinking, oh, I got about 3 more hours. And then I was like, oh, are you kidding? No, you don't. You got to get up now. Go, doctors, now. And people were waiting for me, and then I felt guilty, but not that guilty. And I met the German, like I said before.
Well, we are live from the Museum of Television and Radio on West 52nd Street, between 5th and 6th, in case you're trying to get over here. And it's great to be here with Dave Matthews. And, you know, this room that we're in, actually, we've had U2, REM, Ricky Martin. But we've never filmed. Everything that we're doing here is being recorded and filmed and archived.
Cool. So you can hold it against me later. I mean, use it against me later. Ricky was here,
Yeah, he was here, but they didn't
film. I saw him in a hotel once, in the hallway. I was too afraid to say anything. I was embarrassed, you know, because I was like, oh, my God. That's Ricky Martin! And that's what I thought, but outside I just went, to my hotel room.
You had a great hotel story and storytellers where you
no,
were.
No, that was not, that's, I'd like to keep that private.
Well, it was on VH1, so it's public.
Yeah, that was sort of, my tongue was in my cheek when I said that, too. Squarely. So what are we doing?
Well, what we're doing is you're gonna play some songs for us, but we're here with actually a bunch of listeners that, they did a whole essay for us on why they are Long Island's biggest Dave Matthews fans. And they're here in the room. And in fact, let me just quickly introduce them to you, Dave. We have Katie from ISUP, Katie Diemer. We have Creighton Caslow from Bayside. We have the lead singer of Ants Marching, your tribute band. See, you know you've made it when you had your own tribute band. Well, you made it.
No. That sounds, that's exciting. That was just, thank you. And I hope I can do it as well. See, that's my fear, is that they can do it a lot better than I can. That's when you know you've made it, and now it's all waning. You know, when people that are covering a couple of tunes then can do a better job than you. So that'll be my paranoia this morning while I'm playing and looking across at him. I'll be thinking, I hope he's not thinking, man, does he suck?
Well, actually, since the new album comes out every day, he's here actually to watch the new songs so that he can perform them tonight when he goes to Pennsylvania.
You playing tonight in Pennsylvania? Have a good gig.
His name is Craig Knapp. He's from Shirley. We have Beth Matthews. Any relation to Dave, Beth?
I don't think so.
She doesn't think so.
Maybe, yeah, if we can get some sort of tests done. Find out that we're related. If not, who knows what could happen.
Beth is from Bayside. By the way, did you just get married over the summer?
Not over. Yeah, it was the summer. It was the end of the summer.
Congratulations! A hand for the And if you don't mind me asking, was it the girlfriend that you referred to in Storytellers at all?
Yes, hopefully. Well, I don't know what story you're talking about, though. I can't remember what I said at Storytellers. So.
And we also
the good thing it was. If it wasn't a good story, then it wasn't.
Well, it was recorded in May of '99, so yeah. Your girlfriend.
Oh, no, definitely. Oh, certainly, certainly. Okay. Yes, absolutely.
Long time sweetheart, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And George Schneider from Southhold is also here, too. And I thought I'd have them ask a couple of questions, too. But before you play, I just want to say that you're playing Saturday Night Live tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Letterman on Monday night.
Mr. Letterman is where we're going to be on Monday night.
On the eve of the release of Every Day, which is your new CD coming out on Tuesday.
Mm. I'm excited. I hope everyone likes it, but then I also think, you know, but probably everyone's heard it too, because, you know, it's on Napster, so I figure, you know, it's for, oh, you're not meant to say that? Oh, okay, well, what the hell, but get the new one anyway. It's got pictures, and it comes with some toys and pieces of chewed gum and things that you can't get over the, you know. There's also, you know, there's haircuts in there, and there's little personalized notes and things that you can't get over the other one. Yeah.
It is online shoplifting.
Oh, well.
So what are you going to play for us?
I have this baritone guitar here, so that I can only play certain songs. Otherwise, I'll have to sing really deep. You know, hey, what are you doing? So,